Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Yay, we're back. Oh, we couldn't wait to get back for another exciting episode. I hope that you had a great day yesterday. I hope that your day was powered and was empowered. I hope that you helped someone do what they need to do to get to their next level. You know, I've learned in life the easiest way to get to your next level is to help someone else and many someone else's get to their next level. Well, good morning. This is Coach Lalisa and my co-host Cassandra McKissack right here on All About Entrepreneurs. And I believe our guest is already online in the standing by, and I'm going to bring open their phone line in just a minute. But my co-host, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am wonderful. Wonderful day. I'm so glad that God woke me up so that I could spend this time with you all. I am looking forward to an exciting, absolutely wonderful day today. Thank you.
Awesome. And, you know, we have some wonderful things that are coming up. We have our Power Up Your Possibility webinar. Some of you were at the webinar last month, or actually it was earlier this month. Can you believe it? On the 18th, we did our Power Up Your Possibility webinar. And, you know, you can still listen to that webinar. You can still participate in that webinar. It was on fire. So you want to get that. Also, the next webinar is, we're working on it now. That is also coming up on the 22nd. Isn't that right, Cassandra?
Yes, it is. I am looking forward to that next webinar. You need to make sure that you are part of that because it is going to be so exciting. And I'm telling you, I can't wait to do another Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow, because I tell you, we had so much fun. We had exciting guests, and I tell you, we're still hearing about the, ravings over how well that went. So, you know, when you folks love it, we want to keep bringing it. So that's what it's all about. We are here to inspire you. We are here to give you a show that will answer questions regarding your coaching needs. I'm telling you, we want to bring it. We want to bring excellence in radio to you. And I tell you, soon we're going to be bringing it to you on television. You just look up, hey, you're going to see us all over the country. All right, yes, ma'am. I'm looking forward to it and hoping you are too. Yes.
Oh, we Yes, it's exciting. This is so exciting. You know, but people are so ready for a change. Are you ready for a change, those of you who are tuned in? Are you ready? Go to the next level. You know, are you ready to move, to get unstuck and move forward? You know, Coach Cassandra, as I go about my life and my work day, I've talked to people, and so many people ask me all the time, Coach Lalisa, how do you get unstuck? And then we try to tell them about what we do as coaches, and they don't always get it. But we're here to help you get it. We want to absolutely help you get it. So we have an awesome, fabulous guest on, speaking of getting it and getting to your next level. We have an awesome, fabulous guest on that she is also standing by on the line. So we want to just definitely say good morning to her, and we want to give people time to get on the line. But, yes, I'm going to open up her phone line. I don't want to open up the wrong phone line here. There's quite a few phone lines to see here. And I believe she's probably calling from a 609. I hope she didn't get knocked off, because I don't see.
Area code 216. Area code 216.
There are several 216 area codes on the line.
7171.
Yep, that's yep. If you could just inbox me on Facebook, that will be a lot easier.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Because I don't like to, just in case people don't want their whole numbers read, I just give me her number and box that to me, but she may have. Yep. Here's one easy way. Guess if you just hit the number one key, and that will let me know it's you versus someone else. Yeah, you hit your number one key when you dial in, and our guest, yeah, you hit your number one key, and I'll know that's you because no one else has their hand raised or have the, hit the number one key, so I'll know the difference that way as well. So let's do that, but can you all hear me? I'm not sure if
I... Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh. Okay. So, yes, I don't see a hand raised yet. I see other than yours. So if when our guest comes on the line, she'll just hit her number one key, and we'll do, because sometimes... Listen, Blog Talk Radio, sometimes they will knock you off. Believe me, I've been knocked off a few times, or dropped, however you want to call it. Sometimes when you're talking on your cell phone, you're just walking down the street, and you just get dropped. Boom. Right there out of nowhere. So.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes that does happen. Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know. Remember, that's how cell phones got started. You would have people say, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And in such a cute commercial, because nobody, and that's how one of the companies got really, really big, because they let you know that hearing somebody was important. But everyone, we want you to get ready with your phone calls. We want you to get your phones in your hand and get ready to call some people. Get ready to call in 347-945-7991, because we're going to take your calls a little later, so don't go away. I got her. Awesome. Wonderful guest. Andre, she's on the air. I'm getting a little feedback, but...
Okay. Yeah, we are hearing you back, Audrey.
Hello, Audrey.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning. Good morning, Audrey Wiggins. How are you today?
I am awesome. It is early. I'm driving down the road. We've got a nice view of the lake here in Cleveland, Ohio. To God be the glory.
Wow. Listen, we are so glad that you could be with us this morning. We've got Audrey Wiggins, and she is a marketing professional with 30-plus years in the industry.
She is a creative, independent speaker and problem solver.
Wow, wow.
So much to offer. She is a serial entrepreneur. I haven't heard that one. A serial entrepreneur. So that's pretty serious, okay? I mean, she means business. She should be able to share something with us. She has Altogether Marketing LLC, which is a creative branding company. She has Make Something Happen TV. It's a web show featuring exciting guests, making a global impact. She has Global Domains, the Audrey Wiggins Show. Oh my gosh, she has so much to offer the audience. I am so glad that you're with us today, Audrey Wiggins. And so it sounds like you've got some exciting things going on. I know you've got to be somewhere in a little while. We do understand that. I'm so glad you took the time to be with us. And I do need to ask you, how did you get started? How did you get started with your dream? And, you know, when you first decided you needed to have your own business, how did that happen for you?
Well, I went to a gospel music workshop, believe it or not, and it was such a wonderful experience for me that I had approached the producers or presenters of the event and said, you know, I want to do something for you. I really hadn't started my business and hadn't thought of doing it, but I had a talent for putting together flyers, newsletters, you know, different types of collateral pieces like that. So they were having a concert coming up, and I said, well, I'll design the flyer for you. And when they got the flyer, they were like, what? You know, you should be doing this as a business. And it was almost like the Holy Spirit had to just flip the light switch or pull the string or chain on a light bulb, and it went off, and I went forward with no guns. I mean, all guns blazing, and here I am, you know, 30 years later, you know, doing the same thing, but, of course, on an expanded level with technology and all the things that our world today has to offer for business owners.
Wow. It's so exciting. My gosh.
Yes.
We are so glad that you're here and so glad that you've joined us. And what would you say to someone that is aspiring to be in business? What kind of advice or suggestions would you make to them today?
Well, the first thing, of course, would be to get your name or your business registered with your Secretary of State, wherever you are. And so make sure you have that piece together so that your name is protected. And at the same time, because of technology, everyone is your business, you have a website. So definitely, even if you don't have it built yet, you want to register that name as well. And just really be careful about the business that you're going into. Don't just choose a business because it looks like something exciting, or, you know, I could do that, or, you know, they're doing that and they're very successful, and I could probably do the same thing. So really know what the talent or the gifts that you have been given to know that's the business that you should be in. And sometimes
Wow.
your businesses are birthed out of pain. So, you know, so speak clearly about that.
Awesome. And we've got, of course, you know, Coach LaLisa is also on the line with us, and she would love to say hello to you and find out some things about you also. So,
awesome. Good morning.
Audrey?
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me on the show. This was very exciting this morning and a blessing when you sent the message to, you know, say that you guys wanted to have me on. So thank you for that as well.
Absolutely. You've been in the industry so long, I'm sure you could, I just knew that you would be a great person to have on to share with our audience. And for people that are just beginning, like you said, you started doing, I think you said flyers and that kind of thing. Well, what was it in you that made you know that, you know,
you needed to go into marketing or that you needed to go into television? How did that evolve?
That involved, you know, it's kind of strange that you asked that, but because just like the flyer came, it was just there waiting for me. And it was a set of products that I sell that went into technology again. There's a TV platform, a web TV platform, out of a package of marketing communications tools that I promote. And being a product of the product, I think you may have heard that before, you know, especially with over whatever you sell, if it's something that you can use or see. So I started using it. And believe it or not, it was the same person that I did a pilot show with just to promote his concert coming up in December 2011. And I said, well, we'll do this little interview thing, you know, send out a video email, you know, promoting the concert. I said, then we'll open up into, you know, a full-blown interview. We'll do this TV show. And it just took off from there. And really, that's how it happened. And then
Wow. We
got on the phone and, you know, started calling folks that I knew that had businesses and making a difference in the community and experts in their field. And that's how MakeSomethingHappen.tv was birthed.
Excellent. My gosh. And then I saw recently that you were part of the Up Woman Circle in Cleveland. Gosh, you know, show with us what that was all about.
Oh, my goodness. This woman, Dolores Presley, she's from Canton, Ohio, and she's a renowned motivational speaker and trainer. She's a phenomenal woman. And a couple of years ago, she was actually one of the first guests to come on the show, and she was promoting this program, Up Woman. But it's a really powerful, and I keep using that word, can't think of it any other way, but she comes from a foundation, you know, of her spiritual life, but she really wanted to give women a platform, give women an opportunity to grow and impart the things that God had instilled in her to someone else. You know, so her legacy is being spread all over, you know, the country through this program. And it's just, we have different speakers and to really hone in on your, you know, on your personal image, the image of your business, using technology, and just growing yourself and, you know, different types of coaches so you have the opportunity, you know, to interview in a way that the speakers, you know, the coaches that were there. It was awesome. It was very interactive.
Wow. Now, what were some of the topics that you guys covered? What were some of the highlights of the show or the...
Yes. Okay, very quickly, we had personal image, so we had an image coordinator, you know, you and your colors, just literally those types of things, you know, feeling good about yourself. When you wear what, you know, your style or your color, you have more confidence instead of trying to assimilate or fit in. Okay, I should be wearing this type of outfit and this color, but it may not be your color, and your colors resonate with who you are spiritually. And those, and that's what you should walk in. And the other woman, she had talked about using LinkedIn and having your professional presence, you know, set up, you know, that way on the internet, starting there so people can find you or companies or people are looking for what you do. And that's kind of like the window to our world, you know, through technology these days. So she gave a great insight on how to use LinkedIn and, you know, making sure that your profile is 100% complete. And our other speaker, the main speaker of the day, I don't know if you know Lethea Owens or not, but she had given, hers was about, you know, who you are as a person and really this doubling or tripling, whatever it is that you need to do for your income and, you know, promoting your business and, you know, your website and just really, you know, having value, you know, knowing your value, not having value, but knowing your value and knowing the value of the products and services that you offer, and you know, and in so doing, your image, your business image, should look like that value. And so, if you're a $5,000 keynote speaker, then your website, your conversation should match that. Because when people are looking for us to hire us for our services, whatever, they are, that's what the first class go to. I don't know if you remember years ago, you had to look at them. They have a Dun & Bradstreet number. Are they listed in the Thomas Register? Or were you in the phone book? You know, they call you sneakily or whatever. You had to mail out a brochure. But technology, your website speaks volumes. Speaks volumes for you before a person or, you know, company ever ever gets to speak with you. So that has to speak. And she gave some examples, and it was pretty interesting, of different websites that were posted up. And I can imagine the beginning of that road of technology. Most websites looked like a brochure, basically. And so it was kind of awesome how things just popped. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds phenomenal. Yeah, I do know Lucia Owen. She's right here in St. Louis, Missouri. And matter of fact, she's got an event coming up, and I'll be the MC to that event. So it's pretty exciting. She's got a lot of exciting things to offer, and we hope to have her on the show soon. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, and Coach LaLisa, back to you. Coach LaLisa.
Right. Yes. Well, you know what happens a lot of times, so that we put our phones on mute, and for some reason, I don't know how come technology can't get it straight, but it always takes a second or two to get yourself off mute. But I'm right here listening. Awesome, Audrey. Sounds like you had a great time at the Up Woman. I also do know, of course, I know Dolores Presley. As I was also speaking on a platform with her, that's how I got my real, I believe that was my, not my first time to Cleveland, because I think the first time that I ever went to Cleveland, I don't know if you remember, I don't know how long you lived in Ohio, but they used to do a lottery thing to come on television. This is before the lottery thing. You remember that? They used to do a spin this wheel thing. And
yes, I do.
Someone, remember that? That was years ago. I know I'm dating myself here. But that's before you could go to a store and buy a ticket and scratch off and all that stuff. But a friend of mine, I tell you what, I was in my 20s, early 20s, and a friend of mine, his mother or somebody won the lottery, and we had to drive to Cleveland.
Wow.
To appear on some TV station, but that was the first, even though I grew up in Cincinnati, that was my first time going to Cleveland. And then my second time was in 98 when my sister moved there, and I used to go to Cleveland every other weekend to visit her, and she lived out on Lakeshore or something. And then my third time in coming, well, my third segment of coming to Cleveland was where a woman held an event, and we were speaking on the same platform, myself and Dolores, and I believe that, and I know that person's phone number, so I believe she has a question or two or a comment. So I've just opened up her phone line, area code 440. You are on the air live. Tell us, I believe I know who it is, but I don't want to be presumptuous.
Good morning. Hi, Cassandra. Hi, LaLisa. This is Denise Jenkins from the Sanctuary.
Hi, Denise. Hi, Denise. Welcome, Denise. Wow. I'm glad you're on.
Okay. I just wanted to say, you know, God always sets us up. He always has the Holy Ghost set up. It's funny that you have Audrey on the line. Me and Audrey go back to high school. We go back to high school, and Audrey was one of the first entrepreneurs that I pulled in when the Word Church got set up. And I was trying to find someone to do marketing and to help me put some marketing packages together. And I remember going over Audrey's house. I remember she had her office set up in her basement, and that was one of the first big accounts that I gave to her. And it's so funny that now everything kind of goes full circle. You know, God will put people in your life, not for seasons, but for reasons, and then just for life. And it's just funny that all of us are all linked in. And LaLisa was talking about Dolores Presley. That was my prayer breakfast that I had Dolores Presley. She had just wrote her book, Cleaning Out Your Closet. LaLisa had just wrote her first book, Releasing Your Power. And both of those ladies were my keynote speakers at the Renaissance Hotel for a prayer breakfast that I give called Standing in the Gap. So I just want to let you know, you guys are all linked into my life, and I thank God for it, that I got some powerful sisters who know how to bring power to the people.
Wow.
Praise God.
That is awesome. That is so awesome.
That is.
Wow. I can't wait to meet you, Denise. I'm from Cleveland also. This is Cassandra. I'm from Cleveland also. So this is great.
I can't wait for you. I can't wait for you guys to come back home, because LaLisa, she has a home here in Cleveland too, because I bring her often, and she sits on my executive advisory board. So that woman has a lot of wisdom that I gleaned from her business, through business, through personal, through spiritual. Cassandra, we got a diamond in the rough right there in LaLisa, and I thank God for her.
Oh, gosh, LaLisa is like the bomb. I have so enjoyed knowing, getting to know this woman of God. She is just phenomenal.
Excuse me, ladies.
You know, she has a great spirit, just a great presence. I'm sorry, I'm on LaLisa right now, and I'm just showing you some love, LaLisa.
Darling, thank you. I appreciate it. I love you all. You all are awesome. But Audrey, I was wondering when you talk about the breath. But thank you so much for the love. I love the love. But Audrey, and Denise, thank you so much for calling in. And others, please call in. Hit your number one key. You can get in this conversation, and we want to hear from you, because you know what? We've discovered that this is an opportunity for you to get a breakthrough. You have powerful women who, and men, not just women. I'm confirming now a gentleman that'll be coming on shortly, and this brother, he is phenomenal. So I was just over there on Facebook confirming with Hanif Russell a date that he's coming on. He's coming on in the week of April the 7th sometime. But listen. So women and men, and we have other men scheduled to come. But Audrey, I was wondering, when you say this branding marketing that you do for your, and you have your TV, you have a TV show, right? TV, radio?
Yes. Internet TV, yes.
Internet TV, and then I see you have your All Together Marketing LLC. For those of you who just tuned in, we're talking to Audrey Higgins? No, wait a minute.
Wiggins.
Because we had Higginbothams. Okay, let me keep it straight here.
Yes, dear.
Bothams, Wiggins. Well, come on now. And then I had Wiggum. But let me get all these names straight. Yes, Audrey Wiggins. And she has All Together Marketing LLC. Now, you can go to altogetherbiz, altogether.biz. altogether.biz, and I found on her website, I see her online videos, I see her web shows, I see a lot of good information, I see a beautifully done website, I see some offers that she has for you, you can go there and unlock those, many different types of offers. You can go to alltogether.biz, and you can connect with her on there. Definitely with the web shows and her TV shows and TV webinars. She's got other products, advertising, all different things. And, you know, we got some advertising right here that we're doing now on the radio show, and some of you heard our very first ad yesterday. And we're going to run that ad again. We have to our clients, you know, we have to take care of them. So we're going to run that ad again. But if you would like to hear your announcement, your product or your service announced, or your event, you have an event coming up anywhere in the country, definitely you might want to connect with us, or anywhere in the world you may hold a women's retreat in Hawaii, or a conference, women or men. I know some people probably wonder if that's all I talk about is women. Well, no, but when a vision pulls you in a certain direction, you have to go. So I don't do it on purpose, but I think that I'm being pulled to that vision of helping women. But you know, you're a branding officer, Ms. Audrey M. Wiggins, and you market yeah. for people. So what advice would you give to a brand-new business owner who mm-hmm. really doesn't have a clue about how to brand themselves and or market themselves? What are some steps or tips you would give to us so that we can mm-hmm. market ourselves and or brand ourselves so that we can actually get customers and clients? I know one of my first problems when I first went into business for myself, I wasn't making any money. So mm-hmm. so when a person being an entrepreneur, everyone says, be an entrepreneur, whether it's multi-level marketing or traditional company, in the beginning, you're not making any money, and you're saying to people, what's so good about this? So, yeah, share with us if you don't mind.
Okay. Along with your branding or your marketing, you have to know who your customers are as well to begin to be able to market or promote to those areas. And part of that as well, before you can even get to, you know, this I'm talking about on paper at this point or in your computer, about who your customers are and, you know, what problems does the product or service that you have to offer solve for them. So you have to be really clear of what you have to offer and if there's someone out there who needs it and who it is, you know, what industry, whether you're serving other businesses or you're serving consumers. So, you know, what it is, you know, how can you help them? And with that, then to begin to build relationships with those individuals. So that's kind of like a quick plan, just a quick overview of saying like your marketing plan. But outside of that, we talked earlier a little bit about the image. So your branding, what does your brand say about you? And it is your logo, your website, the colors that you choose, you know, your brand. That's part of your brand. That's the physical look of your brand. But what does it say? What are the words? What is the content of your brand? And do they all match? You know, if you have a partner or employees, is everybody speaking the same language, the same message going out? So that's part of your brand as well. But other, if you want to get to the creative part, that's kind of where my center is the look of things. So you want to get a logo. And sometimes it'll be simple, you know, you have always the KISS method. That's, you know, forever and ever, amen, keep it simple, sweetie. And so your logo doesn't necessarily have to be this big fancy thing with all these colors. And sometimes that takes away from what your message is, and you have this beautiful artistic piece, but does it speak to the tree company, or does it speak to your coaching business? What does that really, you know, say about you or about your brand? So your logo, and keeping in mind that image is going to have to be transferred not just only on business cards. How does it look on a T-shirt or an ink pen, a tote bag, things that you may give away when you're out speaking or going to events that you have your tables. So you have to think of that. So that look, it has to be able to cover, you know, a lot of ground. And when people see it, they recognize, oh, that's Cassandra McKissack, that's her business, or the Lisa. So they know who you are. Begin to, if you think about McDonald's, with the golden arches. When you see those arches, you no longer really have to see the words next to it. You automatically know that that's McDonald's. In the same way with the little wave or the swirl on the design or Coke can. And I'm not advertising these companies, these brands, but that they have made a brand, they've made a name, and your slogan goes right along with your brand and saying what you are. So it's a whole hodgepodge or different things, and you have to say and carry that same theme through everything that you do. And what is, you know, when you go to an event or you go to your job, what do you look like? You know, how does your hair, how is your hair combed or your makeup or, you know, for the women or your haircuts? And your clothes, what does that speak to you? So, you know, yes, she's unique and she's creative. So your brand is all-consuming.
Awesome.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. My gosh,
yes.
You've got so much going on. Go ahead, Coach
Louisa. Awesome, awesome. That is amazing. Well, if you just tuned in, you are listening to our awesome guest branding and marketing expert, Audrey M. Wiggins, who is the owner and CEO of All Together Marketing, LLC. I absolutely love it. She also does web design and does other many things. She'll help you with any campaign that you have, your marketing campaigns for, and she's been doing this for more than 30 years. She is absolutely a brand expert that will help you with your branding. But we're going to go for a commercial break. Don't go away. We're going to talk some more to Audrey when we come back, but we have to take this commercial, and you know we have to pay for this station here, so we need our advertisers to stay with us. But listen to this ad. Get your questions ready. I want you to get on the phone line, 347-945-7991. Get ready to call in with your question, and then we're going to tell you about some free gifts at the end of the show. So listen to this. Don't go away.
It's time to bring your vision to life. Serena Washington is owner and founder of Two Covenant Mogul and Project Create Your Success, a company that exposes how to make recurring income while you sleep. $300 will get you the individual plan and $500 for the family plan. Our vision books are for all occasions, including but not limited to memory lane, graduations, weddings, and children books. Project Create Your Success is a program that cares about your family security. Also, ask about our protection plan at 504-710-7359. Contact us today to get started. 504-710-7359, or send an email to authorserenawashington@gmail.com. That's authorserenawashington@gmail.com. And remember, Project Create Your Success by Two Covenant Mogul.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Thank you for staying with us. Now, don't forget to connect with all of those who are advertising with us. We are so glad to have them, and we know Serena Washington is doing a great job. She will help you get your vision in a book, and that's one of her specialties, but she's also a coach as well. So coaches, coaches everywhere, coaches. And but also back to you, Audrey. So what is one of the challenges that you face or when, as a business owner when it comes to really helping someone when people come to you, let's just say, and I'm probably thinking of price. I know when I think of hiring someone to do marketing, I would love to have someone come and market or brand me or my business or to market for my company. I want to get my company off the ground. I want to make a lot of money, but I don't have a lot of money to do the marketing. I don't have any money. I just decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and now what do I do? But I can't make – I have a dream. I have a desire. I want to do it, but I don't have any money. So how can I possibly market? Am I a lost cause? Should I just wait with my head hung down? What do I do?
Okay. Now, I would say you're not a lost cause, and that's a very good question because a lot of times people, you know, they have great ideas or they have things that they want to do, and you're right, money is can be an issue. But I think, too, is that we don't take the time to really think it through. And to understand that, you know, it does take money to make money. And just because our idea is awesome or great, that doesn't mean that the person who provides those services should give you those services. And I have run across, you know, people, you know, sometimes with that type of mentality, or if they'll lead you on into thinking, you know, that you have, you know, that you have a good client here, and you have to take them to court to collect money, or you may just have to forget you never can collect money, you know, collect from that client. So I would say that they need to do what they can do, and I think the first thing is just get a great business card, and not one that you make on your computer and print out. And you know, get investing. You for $50, you can have 1,000, you know, full color glossy business cards, and those will take you a long way. And to attend a lot of networking events, talk to people. Don't shove your information, you know, on folks, because that's the last thing people want to do. Even though we all are there to network and share our businesses, but to you know, find some people that you can resonate with and begin to build relationships. And if it takes, you know, another 6 months for you to, you know, to raise some capital to be able to, say, get a website done, and at the very least, to be able to just, you know, have the coming soon, or just to be able to get started and begin to write. And there may be people in your family that that could help you, you know, to put some money out. Now, when I first got started, my mother invested in me, you know, then my, you know, my dad, you know, later on, because I didn't have any money. So it may be that you have to start that way. And there's also, you know, interns, or maybe there's some, you know, college student that has to do, have a, complete a project, you know, for marketing, and you may be able to get some help the way to get you started. But to always think forward that it's going to take an investment, and you have to invest in yourself. And one thing too, a lot of times is that when we're ready to start a business, different communities, we I'm speaking now about credit. You know, you say, well, you can get a loan, small business loan, and they are out there. They're available, or some grants. But, you know, to make sure that we're credit worthy to be able to get those loans. It's a small $5,000 or $10,000 loan can go a long way to starting a business, especially if it's not manufacturing, because manufacturing brings with it a whole other, you know, myriad of challenges, that, you know, for space, you know, tools, you know, products, to get your pieces, parts to put together to build something. And that's where you really, you know, can consider also having a business partner. And maybe your business partner brings the finance piece to the relationship, the business relationship.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So that's good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's great advice. There is money out there. Yes, I also believe I heard you say, you know, you have to try to come with some well-thought-out plans and to kind of think about, mm-hmm. you know, you may not be able to quit your day job and just go into business without any money. Or if you're going to quit your day job, make sure you have some, you know, you have some security in the bank, have some money that you can, and look and see what these different services cost. What does it cost? You know, and get the money saved up. I mean, sometimes we hate our job, and we let them push us to this place where I'm just going to up and quit. And then we get on a show like this or some other type of show or seminar, webinar, whatever, go to a conference, and somebody says, oh, you can become an entrepreneur. Oh, I can. But now you realize, wow, if I had heard this, you know, 6 months ago when I still had that job, I would have been able to put up with it, even though it was horrible, because I would have been stacking my money.
Yeah.
At a budget. I don't think a lot of people get that information. I know I didn't get it when I walked off my job, you know, mm-hmm. 10 years ago. I didn't get that. I didn't get this message. And that's, again, you know, why I do the type of women and or entrepreneurial talk I do. And that's why I'm so committed to entrepreneurs, because I didn't do it the right way. Mm-hmm. But there was nobody out there like now. Everybody's got a webinar telling you how to do it and what to do. But that wasn't happening. 10 years ago, people weren't really even doing webinars.
That's right. That's right.
So, and there was no Blog Talk Radio. There was no, mm-hmm. you know, online and, you know, read this person. There was no e-book. Okay. So
yeah.
I had to just wing it. I mean, there were people that knew, don't get me wrong, And absolutely, people
right.
have written.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't no new information, but it wasn't so easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree with you. You know, people should sit down with a budget. You know, what will it take me to get my business up and running? Like you said, a website, a marketing kit, literature, all these things. And then, you know, find out, do I need an office space? Do I need a virtual office? Whatever, whatever. You know, and there were some people say, well, work from home. Let me tell you something about working from home. Working from home, then you better be able to turn your house or a part of your house into an office space. You can't just.
That's right.
You can work from. You can try to work from home from your kitchen table, yes, but you're going to still have some limitations there. You know, people don't get the real story, and people.
Yes,
are, you know,
and you have to be. Yes, yes, and you have to be disciplined too to work from home, and that's what I did. And you have to get up in the morning, just like you're going to your job, get yourself cleaned up, put on an outfit. You may not put on stockings and all that, but you have to be ready. And because it's a mindset, and that's, and you know, how you feel. We talked about our image and our branding. If it's still, you know, you talked about, you know, how you feel in your clothes. So if you have on a sweatsuit or you're going to work in your pajamas all day, that is not, you know, glamorous, and that is not really what working up a business is like, because you're going to have that lackadaisical, how you're going to go through your day. You aren't going to get things done. So you really have to be disciplined and to work from home. And, yes, it could be fun. You save a lot of money on travel. We're going back and forth and buying lunches and all that. But when someone calls or they want to stop by your house to go to lunch, and it has happened to me, a person took off, you know, had their vacation day. You know, they didn't really tell me they were having a vacation day, but I'm there to knock on the door. Oh, come on, let's go. I'm off today. Let's go shopping and have lunch. I'm like, I have to get these projects done. And, you know, the person was a little put off by that, but I'm like, I'm at work. You took a vacation day. It's not me. But I wanted to go back to what we talked about, you know, starting with, you know, a shoestring budget, so to speak. You may not be able to afford a good website in the beginning, but there's a lot of free things that we can do, and we should have them whether we have money or not. And we set up that business fan page on Facebook. That can take you a long way for being found. And, again, your LinkedIn has your personal profile, but you can also create a business showcase page. So that's very important. And then YouTube, you know, telling people about your business and you know, little vignettes, if you will, about what you do. And those things there, they don't cost money. You want to be good, they don't cost money, but you can get those, but you can be found. And so I want to go back and add that little piece there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Awesome. We are so happy for you. Audrey, I'm so glad you're here, and you've been with us quite a while. How much time do you have left before you need to move on?
Let's see here. We have about 10 minutes. We're about 7 minutes left here.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure so we can open up the phone lines and see if anyone wants to have a question or a comment for you. I'm sure there are people waiting to say hello. And so, while we're doing that, Lalisa will let us know when someone's ready. So we are just so delighted that you've been with us, and you shared some great information with us. And one of our volunteers, Danielle, we want to say hi to her. She's doing our flyers, that wonderful flyer you saw with the blue and the yellow and the big flower.
Oh.
So, yeah. So we're really encouraging her to be all that God is calling her to be. And she does a lot of videography. Yeah, she's got some great talent, great skills. Mm-hmm. She's doing a lot of videography around town. So just a shout-out to Danielle. We appreciate you. And I think we might have Bernita on the line. I'm not sure, I know she had wanted to say hello, and I'm not sure if she had a comment for you or not. So we're going to work on that. So back to you, Coach Lalisa. How are you? Were you able to open up the line for us?
I will certainly open it up as soon as I see someone's hand raised. Hit your number one. If you hit your number one, we would love to. We would love to hear your questions and comments. Don't forget, everyone that we said that we would have something free for you. So stay tuned to the end, and we'll tell you about our free gift that we want to offer to you for listening in today. And I know, Cassandra, I know normally, you know, we go on sometimes after the time that the show ends, but we won't be doing that today. So please call in, because we both have pressing engagements that we have to do and run to. So we will be stopping right at 8 o'clock today. But definitely, definitely, please raise your hand, and we want to hear from you. What are you working on? What are you doing? How's the show helping you? How are you being launched into your destiny? How are you being, what's pulling you towards success? What's tugging on you, saying, you know, find me, find me, find me. I want you to have, it could be being a speaker. It could be being a teacher, a mother, a child care provider. It could be many, many, many different things, but what do you feel pulling on you? You know, I know for me, sometimes I always feel that I'm being pulled on as a coach or typically a speaker first. That's always that vision. I hold that vision. I have a vision of me standing on a platform where there's thousands of people in the audience, and that vision pulls me. What vision do you hold yourself that's pulling you? I want to know. I want you to tell me what's pulling you, your vision. And if the vision is not pulling you, then you need to work with us, Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa, and we'll help you find that vision, help you see that vision. Because if you can't see it clearly, that might be the reason it's not pulling on you. You don't want to be able to see it. So we have some exercises where we can help you do that. Also, if you just raise your number one key, we'll open your phone line. If you have a question for the branding and marketing expert, Audrey, if you have a business and you have a question for her, or if you want to get into internet TV, you would like to do an internet television show or find out how to be a guest on her television show. By the way, Audrey, yes, how can we be a guest? I'm coming to Cleveland shortly. There's a big event that my friend Denise Jenkins is working on in Cleveland coming up in, I believe it's in June, I believe. June. So how can we get to be a guest on your show? I mean, I'd be asking Oprah the same thing if I knew her, but I don't. I know you. I'm asking you.
Yes, well, you, Coach Lalisa and Coach Cassandra, you guys are already have the inside track. So I mean, it's a matter of us getting you scheduled. But now, if someone else is interested in being on the show, what I ask them to do is go to the show Facebook page and send a message, or you can go to the website, AudreyWiggins.com, AudreyWigginsShow.com, excuse me, and send a message through there, and, you know, tell me what you do with the services that you provide and how you are helping someone else. And that's pretty much what the MakeSomethingHappen.tv show is about. Well, we're formatting the Audrey Wiggins Show. I believe the Lord is calling us to be more generalistic and really talk about some tough topics. You know, it's a magazine format, and it kind of started off the same way with the entrepreneurs and things. But we really want to get more into the issues that people are dealing with in life. Human trafficking, for one, is a hot topic, and the different types of, you know, murders, and not to make it a negative show, but people are hurting out there. And we need to know more about, you know, what's going on, you know, what really happened with that air, the radar for the Malaysian air, and different things like that, family issues that we're dealing with, mental health, things like topics like that.
Awesome, 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 awesome. That is great. Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, we'll go to the Facebook page for the show. Make it happen.
Make something happen.
That's right. Make something happen.
Yes, make something happen.
Love it.
And, you know, there's something funny about the title for that. I must have come up with, 50 names and just scratching out there. What am I going to name the show? Blah, blah, blah. And when I was, I had come up with that name just for a short, thought, well, I'll just do this temporarily. And it's so funny because when I was a teenager and my mom let me have the car, and then the one time she said I could have the car, then she changed her mind. You know, I was mad. And so I get out, and she, so I said, I'm bored. She says, well, go make something happen. And I'm like, oh, that could come back to me. And so my mother actually named the show when I was 16, but she didn't know that.
Oh, that's awesome. That just goes to show people. That's a great, I like that. Your mom named it, you were just 16, and she didn't even realize. You know, that just goes to show. You can be so creative and use different things. Well, we're almost out of time. We only have about 3 or 4 minutes left, and I would just want to double-check to see if there's anyone else who wanted to weigh in and have a comment or question. And I know we've asked a lot of questions, but Audrey, is there anything?
Thank Audrey again for being on the line. Audrey, we appreciate you so much. It's so good to hear what you're doing and how you're making an impact in your community. We appreciate you so much. Love in Cleveland, Ohio. That's my old stomping grounds. I grew up in Cleveland area.
And if there's anything you would like to add, your stomping ground, I like
Say that again. I'm hearing a little background noise.
Yeah, I was just saying if there was anything Audrey would like to add before she has to leave. I know she has to run off, and we're going to be running off too. But Audrey, any other comments or questions that you'd like to close us out with?
Again, I just want to thank you ladies for having me on. It's been fantastic. And just want to encourage people on the business, work that job as long as you can, and let it be your bankroll for your business. You know, remain prayerful. If someone disagreeing with you, or you just make sure you stay away from the dream killers. Everyone that has a comment or an opinion about what we do really does not have an opinion or a comment about what we do. And so just make sure you get with positive people. Keep your dream alive and really research your business and make yourself, an expert. Is that you want to do. Study your industry. Read. I can't emphasize that enough. And, come up with something unique and come up with a product or services that you can offer. And there is an author down inside of each of us. Just want to say that. Thanks again. God bless.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, it was my absolute pleasure. I can't wait. Person, what you're doing, the marketing, the brand, those close and dear to my heart, which is dear to everyone's heart. I guess that's for newer because in peace, we will definitely get our to buy. That's one of the things we teach is that marketing helps the buyer buy. So
yes.
Yes, that's what we teach in marketing, in our marketing class at college. We tell our students that's the first thing when we open that chapter. And I think that's so true because marketing helps the buyer buy. So therefore, to think that you're with a person, you're setting yourself up for failure. Not failure, but you're going to have a harder time becoming a successful business if you don't work with marketing. Marketing is the key.
Yes.
You would agree with that, Audrey?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, because you can have it, but you have to be able to tell somebody about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, marketing. Yes, I know what we always.
It.
Yeah, we do. We say, of course, the four P's. That's the first thing we hit them with: product, place,
mm-hmm,
prices.
Mm-hmm.
So and I drill that in my students. What's the four P's? What's the four P's? You know. And I make them because I want
that price is so and the price is so important. You talk about with this really distribution, and how are you going to get the product to your customer, and who are they?
And that's critical right there. Who are they?
Yeah.
That took me.
Yeah.
I was in 10 years before I knew who the customer was. The minute I targeted, the minute I found out who the customer was, it became easier to sell because you, like you say, you know what they want. But we do have a caller. Let's open up their phone line. Area code 216. I believe this is my new friend, Miss Bernita. You're live on the air with Audrey. Take it away.
Hey, Miss Audrey, how are you, woman of God?
I am awesome, Miss Bernita Songbird. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for your information and input. I had to kind of bounce on in and out today, but thank you so much for your, especially your last bit of information. That is, that was really, really good, even to, you know, to apply to my own career. Actually, God has been putting some things in my heart about just reading up on, you know, what my ministry, my music. And so I really, really do appreciate your your input. I think you never know enough about what you do. That's the honest and goodness truth. You just never, that's why people go to school and get PhDs and stuff, because they want to know more and more and more and more, you know? So
that's right.
I certainly do agree with you, and thank you so much for your input. Yes, and, you know, I haven't talked to you since Facebook. So it's good talking to you one-on-one. I certainly appreciate your input. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yes, you are so welcome.
We're getting after, we all have to go, so I definitely want to mention to those of you, re-give that power to hashtag power your possibility. We will absolutely get you a free copy of our MP3, so go to hashtag power your possibilities, or you could put it in your Facebook. Try to do this on Facebook. If you don't have a Facebook account, you can inbox Coach Cassandra McKissack or Lalisa. But if you're going to find me on Facebook, if you're not my Coach Lalisa, put my name as Coach Lalisa. So if you put in Lalisa, you'll come up to another site that I don't manage all that much in a long time. But if you go to Coach Lalisa, you will get me, Coach Lalisa Williams. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, our guest, our special guest, Miss Audrey Wiggins. Thank you. We're going to be following you now. We are going to be following the marketing and branding expert, and we can't wait to come to Cleveland. Now I have more come to Cleveland. I love coming to Cleveland, Ohio, but I must confess, I will only come past May. I can only come to Cleveland between May and September. It's other than that, it's just way too far for me.
I hear you.
You hear me, right? I don't know how you Clevelanders.
Definitely.
How do y'all do it, girl? Baby,
I'm
it's cold in Cleveland.
I'm tired. I've got to go west or south somewhere. This has been a long
one. Oh, baby, I take it. It's too cold. My sister used to live up there, and, oh, Lord, I would come up there. It'd be absolutely freezing. But then we would, I would come in the summer, and these little things would bite the heck out of me. Oh, Lord. I said, no, Cleveland.
Your bug's
Cleveland
going.
Let me back up, okay? I don't want to steer anybody wrong. Cleveland is a wonderful place. Don't worry about the cold. Just put yourself on an extra 18 layers of clothes. You know what? I have to say there's one thing I can say about them Clevelanders, though. They're not like New Jerseyans. New Jerseyans, you let it snow 3 inches and you have an event, oh, you can expect almost no one to show up.
Wow.
But Cleveland, they don't let the weather stop them.
You have to keep going.
Girl, the prayer breakfast that I went to, I've seen 1,000 women came out in a blizzard. A blizzard.
Wow.
And by the way, I want to know why you two ladies weren't at that prayer breakfast. But anyway, that's another conversation.
I don't know. I must have been praying somewhere else that day.
It was a Saturday morning, 2004, February the 21st or something. Okay,
wow.
Well, check your calendar. I want to, next time I talk to you two, Bernita, you and Miss Audrey, I want to find out why y'all weren't there that morning, because everybody that was Cleveland was there. And I'm just kidding. Okay. Only TV,
ooh,
but I do. Oh, yeah, you got there next time. But the other thing is, Cleveland, yeah, so y'all come out in a blizzard. They don't do that in New Jersey. If you have an event in New Jersey, you better pray that the weather holds up.
Wow.
Wow.
And,
wow,
you know, they get bad weather. It's not like they don't. But they don't like to go out in it. They don't like to deal with it. They're funny. They're, New Jerseyans are funny like that. So that's why my event is in August, the big women's conference that I put together. That's why it's in August.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't want any chance of having that event, you know.
I'm telling you, you know what, you, excuse me, that's part of your marketing as well. You know, okay, so we're going to, you know, what time of year, you know, the location, you know, how can I, you know, get the maximum return on this event? And, you know, that was a mouthful right there. We're laughing and talking about the weather, but that's very key.
Yeah, I learned the hard way. I gave enough events I gave events where it rained and people didn't come out. They don't want to get their hair messed up.
Oh, wow.
And so, but I love my New Jerseyans. I'm no difference to my New Jerseyans, but I'm just saying, you're right in terms of marketing. You have to realize, you have to factor in. So my event is in August. I hope you ladies are coming up here. August the 16th, Denise is coming. She comes to almost all the events that I do here over the 10 years that I've been knowing her. She's here. It comes. She always comes. But, I make sure my event's on a hot, sunny day. What? I want the place. I don't want people to have no excuse, you know.
Yep.
I'm not doing May. I'm not doing June. Now, if it's an event that I know people have to come to, for instance,
right,
you're a real estate agent and you're training and you got to come for your real estate test. Now, I'll give that on a snowy day. You don't have to worry about people showing up for that.
Right.
Okay, let's say they have a date on Saturday, a hot date, and you are a beautician and you schedule them Friday and there's a storm. Oh, they coming out for that. Oh, we going to get the hair done.
Sure.
For that. Oh, yes, we are. We ain't letting nothing. And listen, and you better not show up.
We're
all here waiting for you. Oh, real? What? Oh, my goodness, girl. Be sitting out in that car. What do you mean you can show up? What are you talking about? But no, it's all good, though. So, okay, well, we have definitely kept you way past the time, and we appreciate it. Bernita, we look forward, and I know we're going to talk offline about some other projects that we're working on. Have a great weekend, everyone. Power it up. Power up your possibilities. Don't forget to go to hashtag PowerYourPossibilities. I know it's confusing for some people because the branding expert will probably tell me how we're going to correct this, right, branding expert? We had Power Your Possibilities. We did the hashtag. And then in our talking, in our excitement, in our discussions, we came up with Power Up Your Possibilities. Mm-hmm. And then we did the webinar based on that, and we did the teleshow based on that. But now, but we already have the hashtag that says Power Your Possibilities. So what do we do now? Fix us right here and on the spot. I'm getting a freebie, y'all. This is why you still in the freebie here.
That's right. How about just possibilities? Hashtag possibilities.
I like it. See, that's why. You know what? Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Because the Holy Spirit dropped that in my spirit to ask about that.
Okay.
And thank God for fear, because fear said, don't ask. That's embarrassing.
Yes.
You're on the air. Millions of people listening to you. The show is worldwide. Don't ask that stupid question.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so that I did, because I got a right now answer, and I just love it. Wow.
Yes. He's awesome.
Ooh.
He is
Thank
awesome.
You, Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory
yes,
to God.
Amen.
Thank you. And I just love when he just saturates and just comes right in the atmosphere just like that. So it, people, if you're on the line, right now is your time to claim, grab, take hold of whatever you're believing God for. Right now he is here. Don't even try to understand it. Don't try to lean to your understanding. Just trust him with your heart, and believe him for right now for what you're asking for, and watch him do it, because he just did it for us. I mean, that quick. And thank you, Audrey, woman of God. Thank you for doing for, because you know you could have said you didn't know. Really, you could say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or could have with some flimsy thing, but you came right bold. Wow, I am just like shouting over here right now.
Because God be the glory, Ben.
God be the glory. And not just for myself, but for those who are listening that are getting their breakthrough right now. Because when he is present, there's every kind of deliverance, there's every kind of healing, there's every kind of breakthrough when he's present. And I know he's present, because I know he dropped that in my spirit, and it was the Holy Spirit that moved the fear out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I need a breakthrough from fear. But we have another caller. We'll open up their phone line. Area code 404, you're on the air. Yes, Eric, area code 404.
I just want to say, this is David Knight from Potter Springs, Georgia, and I just want to say amen, sisters. Power and possibility together with Audrey. It's an awesome show this morning. And I very much appreciate having you ladies of God on the air, uniting the body. Continue to do what you do, because it's awesome, and I too receive that blessing that you guys just sent out this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Yes, give him glory. Amen.
For those of you who don't know, David Knight, awesome, awesome man of God and entrepreneur. He is the CEO of the Christian Social Network. It's the Christian Facebook equivalent. Go open your, create your account. It's free, though there are other services that you could look at. But go and open a free account. MyCSN.org, M-Y, C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, .org, organization, that's short for organization.org, MyCSN.org. Please connect with us. We now have a page, a Power Up Possibility we now have a page on my Christian social network that was set up by this awesome man of God. He did it all on his own. So, again, people, this is the show to come to. Yes, we talk about business. Yes, we talk about being entrepreneurs. Yes, we talk about taking your life or business to the next level. There's something else that happens on this show that we, myself nor Cassandra, is in control of. And that's where you're going to end up getting a real breakthrough in your life over and over and over again just by listening. And you can listen to the archives. These shows are automatically recorded and placed in Blog Talk Radio's archives. And all you have to do you can hear any show simply by going to blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. And sooner than later, we will have our shows on the Christian Social Network. And so we're going to be promoting the Christian Social Network, and we'll get that, we'll have David get us a commercial that we'll be able to also play, because we have to partner and also network together, you know. We couldn't dare, you know, do everything by ourselves. And so we thank God for David Knight. We thank you, David. And thank you for calling in and speaking up. And other people, this is like testimony time in church. You remember when you didn't get up and give that testimony? Listen, you open up your phone line. You hit that number one key. You get it in. Don't let this opportunity pass you. God will bless you. You know, our words have life and power. Our words have life and power. And I was listening to Shay and Trevor, their show yesterday, and one of their speakers, I'm not sure if it was one of them or someone else, but they had a whole long discussion, a good 30 minutes, about our words. And then George Frazier, the Frazier Net, he came on and confirmed what they were saying about our words and our vocabulary, how deep and words are. Our vocabulary was attached to our riches. And I said, well, I know that's right, because the Word of God said that our words have power, and that it is Him who gives us power to get wealth. So I let them know that, yes, that resonates with me, that our words will make us rich. So right now, this is a rich atmosphere. Sow your comments into this atmosphere and watch God return it 100-fold. Bless not me, but bless God with your comments, with your questions. This is that atmosphere. So David Knight is just more proof of that. And I know it's really over the time, but some of you know that it was after the church service sometimes that the Holy Spirit really moved in the atmosphere amongst the people. You know, Jesus a lot of times would linger. He would linger behind, and people would come to him and come. And not always, but there were times. So don't feel that this is something odd. This is him. I'm not in control. He's in control. And when he's in control, listen, I don't buck the system. I do not buck the system, because I don't know about you, but I need a blessing. I need a supernatural. I don't know what y'all asking for and what you want, but just know that, Coach Lalisa, I need a supernatural blessing, not just for me. I have a long list of people that are on my prayer list, people that either call me or write me or ask me for prayer, and they're on my list. So, yes, Coach Cassandra, you wanted to chime in.
Yes, I am so excited. I just praise God for David Knight right there in Atlanta, and with his CNS network, the Christian social network, which is the Christian version of Facebook. It's just so exciting. You guys need to definitely get in on that. And hi to Kathy Howard. And I'm telling you, God is just opening up the door for us to be a coach to the stars, a coach to celebrities, as well as everyday people. But see, we didn't start out there. We started out with just everyday people, and we still will continue, because I'm telling you, that's my heart. That's Coach Lalise's heart. We are here to assist you. You can get some free coaching advice right here on this broadcast, and that's exciting. How many people are giving away that? Not very many, if any at all. So listen, we want to assist you. We want to inspire you, to fire you up, to go to the next level. And you know how we do that? We're saying a kapow to negativity, a kapow, kapow to anything that's not positive. You've got to have a positive mindset, because I'm telling you, anything, you know, you're dating, you're courting, if you're courting negativity, if you're linked up with people who don't have the mindset of being the best, doing the best, going after the best, hooking up with the best, you're dating the wrong person. Because I'm telling you, you're going to become pregnant with the thing that you have become intimate. Yes, you can become intimate with people in the sense of you're taking on their mindset, you're taking on their negative persona. And when you get pregnant with that, that's what you're giving birth to. Because Lalise and I, we're giving birth to something that's positive, something that's uplifting and motivating. We're pregnant with purpose, and our purpose is to do, hallelujah, what the Father wants us to do, and that's to give life. We are giving life, so we are raising a healthy baby, a healthy child, where God can be glorified. It says, if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. See, God is the captain of the ship. We had no idea we were headed this way, but God's in the midst of it. And when God's in the midst of what you're doing, baby, look out. Here we come. My goodness, move over. This train is coming through. This is a movement. Power up your possibilities. Coach Lalise is the power coach. I am the possibility coach. We're making it happen right here every day, every day. I'm telling you, we're hooking up with television. We've got some other projects in the make, and it is so exciting. I guess you can tell a little bit that I'm fired up. Oh, yeah, because I want you to have a super child fragilistic expialidocious day, baby. You can make it happen, but you know what? You got to get on board. You got to say, I'm going to change my mindset, you know. You can be going in the wrong direction, but you can make a course correction. Get on that GPS, all right? Get on the GPS and course correct for a positive mindset. Course correct to put the right things on the inside of you by reading the right things, by talking to the right people. You want to go to the next level? Get a mentor. Get a coach. Get somebody that's going in a way that you want to see happen in your life. That's what we're doing. We're hooking up with the right folks at the right time. And God, he's doing it. He's doing it. We can take no credit at all for any of this. I'm just excited. Hashtag Power Your Possibilities on Facebook. Leave us your comments. We've got a free gift over there for you. We're getting ready for our next teleshow, Power of Your Possibilities teleshow, on April 28th. Oh, my goodness, you don't want to miss it. We've got a power-packed show for you again. So get ready, get ready. Tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell somebody. But don't worry, because we are making it happen right here. And so glad about it. So glad. What you say, Coach, about that? We are absolutely thrilled and amazed that of what God is doing. We, you got it. Every day, Lalise and I, we talk, we're like, oh, my goodness, can you believe this? Can you believe that? So I'm just excited, and just excited about living. You know, this is the way you want to live. You want to get up ready to go in the morning, ready to hit the bat, hit the ball out of the field, because, you know, with God on your side, how can you lose? You know, we're on the winning side. We're on the wealthy side. because we're on the side of God. He's with us. We are with him partnering. And we want to partner with you. So this is a movement, y'all. Get ready. Get ready. If you haven't gotten ready, now is the time. Now is the time. Hey, no time like the present. If it is to be, it's up to me. So what are you doing? That's what I want to know. I challenge you. I charge you to go forth, to be all that you can be. I charge you to get with people that have the right mindset, that are doing what you want to do. You can make it happen. All right. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Excited. I know. We are charged up and ready to go, and we will be back on Monday. Now, Monday is the absolute last day of the month, so it's the very last day in this month, which has been celebrated all month long by a lot of people as Women's History Month. A lot of events have gone down, and we're thankful that we've been able to be a part of some of them to celebrate and honor women. Women do so much. They hold so much together and are sometimes underappreciated. So we're glad that there's a month just for women. But we thank you for tuning in, and we'll see what we have special to do on Monday as well. Everyone, enjoy. Have a great, powerful, and wonderful day and wonderful weekend.
Yes, love you. Yes. Love you. Power love you up, y'all.
The possibilities are right now. That's what I'm talking about. Another day, another opportunity to get it right. Oh, yes. We are on the move. That will forever be my... Ain't no stopping us now. That's right. I'll never give up this theme song.
Come on now.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well,